Hi, how are you?
Baruch Hashem. Good evening, Rabbi. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. I'm gonna have to be a little shorter today. I have to be in Shiva by 8 o'clock. There's some sort of event, a speech, whatever it is. So we'll have to finish about 10 to 12 to whatever it is. Okay.
Fine. I had just one quick question that
Sure.
came up. Seems like this sukkah is never ending, but I guess I'm making progress in reference to the Sefer Torah that I keep asking.
Okay.
So, in our discussion where Rabbi gave me a hanhaga to really focus on Tzarchet Tzibur,
Right.
actually, I found Rabbi gave a share on the power of a shul, which was on YouTube, that I found recently.
Yeah.
It was very profound. I don't know where it was, but
It was probably in England by I, there was England or South Africa. One of the it's South maybe South Africa. There was some sort of thing about Sibur, about a shul, about Beis that its own inyan, even before, besides the davening in the
Right. So it was very profound, and I never, viewed it that way. And I mean, I guess the big milah that I gathered was that many shuls nowadays don't have that milah that Rabbi was talking about. And in
Right.
my community specifically, it exists to a very large degree. And I sent it to like a few dozen people in the
Yeah.
shul because we're taking on this big project, and I thought it was wildly appropriate. So it was
Oh, good. Okay. Bonus. Yeah.
but in that vein, so now, like I explained last time, we have to raise an exorbitant amount of money, and
Right.
we kind of have a plan, but we're not sure how realistic it is. And the one thing that I find is that it's going to take a tremendous amount of Mesiras Nefesh.
Right.
So every once in a while, I consider, if I'm a person who could accomplish something, if I could stretch myself more than I can ever imagine, and really do something that would be a tremendous benefit to the shul.
Right.
And I was considering seeing if I could somehow commit to give $100,000 to the shul over the span of 4 to 5 years, which is something way beyond what I ever considered to be my capacity, but I was making a cheshvin, and I think it might be doable, which was shocking to me, once I sat down and worked it out. Then the question is, if I'm ready to make, if I'm ready to put my Sefer Torah on hold or to a certain degree in that
Right.
time and make such an overwhelming commitment, is that something that should be done privately? Or is that something that should be done? I know the Tshuva Sarashva says that, not necessarily to do things, certain things with tzina, because it'll motivate and create a certain momentum amongst the tzibur and encourage people to maybe be meiser nefesh as well, and then we could get it done. So if I was gonna actually go through with such a, such a drastic and
Commitment.
dramatic, thing, is it something that should be done? I already committed $25,000 over 5 years, which is obviously a lot more reasonable. Is
Right.
this something that I should say, this is what I'm doing, like so everyone should know about it and therefore others will follow? Or is it something that I'm, being
So
Meira Heter and trying to draw attention to myself and should really be done with Sima?
say that you commit to bring in that money. So that way, it's something which, on the one hand, it shows a tremendous commitment. I mean, most people would probably rather give their own money than bring in. On the other hand, it obfuscates the fact, how much you're actually giving, whatever. I think if you do that, you're yoitzi pretty much both. It's a spur to people. You undertake to bring in $100,000, whatever it is between yourself and others. As you can do, others obviously mean not the community, not the same people, obviously, so that way it's a sense, it adds a certain sense of achrayus to people, because at the end of the day, if they're able to bring in that money, what's the difference of bringing it from the parents or the in-laws or their friends? And
Right.
maybe you see you're not actually on such a limb that kilutes you. I think that's a good compromise.
Does the fact that I'm essentially the president of the building fund, the fundraisers committee, does that complicate things? Because essentially, I'm bringing in all the money, or it's just a matter of,
No, you
from
see,
my
this is
perspective.
your personal effort will be, like your commitment to personally, like, to go out of your comfort range to bring in that money. So,
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's something kind of the...
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
What area is it again? Which area?
North Woodmere.
North Woodmere. Where's the Yeshiva 5000 located? Also in Woodmere? Or that's Woodmere?
Yeshiva Gedola.
Yeah.
Yeshiva Gedola is in Woodmere. Woodmere is about a mile and a half away from North Woodmere.
I see.
A 35-minute walk.
I see. It's not. Okay. I didn't know the geography, Pashit.
Yes. Yeah. So it's a little bit... Woodmere has big shuls. The Young Israel of Woodmere is a tremendous shul. They have yeshiva. They have a lot of things. We're kind of outside on a limb. And there's three, now four shuls, but every single shul is full. And there's no alternative. It's surrounded by water on three sides. So we have a Rambam Zeruv, but it doesn't
help
us with davening.
Interesting.
So...
Okay, so the person who keeps the shurim recorded had asked me to go back. We had skipped because I didn't have the edition. So I'm at Sia to go to Nun Ches. I think we've done the beginning of it, but the Hemshech of it doesn't appear in the other one. So it has quite a few interesting points. So let's go back to Nun Ches.
Okay.
He wants a Davar Shalom, and he's very, very, you know, persistent. So I really need to
Okay.
Keeps everything going. Hine. Arba psukim elo rishonim hein klal kol ha-sefer kula shoshek tamaseh. Obviously, the first two psukim are the klal ha-sefer. Vein k'neged arba yisoydes oylam, hechad k'neged ha-oretz. And we spoke about that, I think. So there's four yisoydes, which these yisoydes are, even though science today uses other yisoydes as being more important, these arba yisoydes exist. In other words, they are four states of matter, solid, liquid, gas and energy. So echad neged arz shehu mishareres tamid, k'may she'amru miknaf arz zimir shemanu, and leman zemerachav leyidoyim alekim al dar milacha. So the arz, so shir hashirim, the remez hashirim is the arz, because the arz is always singing. We might have explained shira is always the outside admirer. Shira is what malachim do. Shira is what we say to be Mashabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torir Eretz Mechvoidecha. Eretz is the Kvoid Shemayim. And the Eretz reflects back with Shira. That's the ultimate Haidah Sheva. Yishar Keini, Kinegra Eish. Shekol Toike Va'av Mimenu, K'may Shek Omru, Rishafer Rishfe Eish Al Heves Ko, Maim Ramlich Lich Sa'av of Naras HaShefuah, Shal Huven Derechim and Toikdin. So always... the koyach of Eish is a koyach of fire, of something which is the passion, and that is kineged. So Yishakeni, in a certain sense, Yishakeni is the chibur itself, and b'meila that's kineged the lat of Eish. L'reach is kineged a ruach she'ima meriach beruach chayim be'apov. Ruach is what Reach happens with. We'll explain later a little bit. I think further on there's a little bit more specific. But just to give the understanding, Reach is something that goes Merochik. And Bemela, the of the four Yesodos, so Avir is the one that spreads out the furthest. A fire spreads, but not as far as air spreads. So when we're talking about the koyach of hispashtus, that's going to be dafke in reach and ruach. That's the reach manecha. The koyach of this, the most intense agosha of is in the eish, obviously. Moshcheni b'mayim nimshach echecha k'mayim. Moshkos v'nor alecha. Of the four, the one that we see a pu'ul of nimshach is water. Fire burns in its place or it spreads, but water is the teva is as you make a hole, the water follows in the chritz, the water follows in the hole, because that's the teva mayim to be nimshach. So these are four relationships to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the reach, which is the furthest one out, the one and some sense of something. Then you have the nimshach achar kemayim, that's the hamshacha. You have the rishvei eish, which is the etzem Ava, and finally the Shira that the Arav that the offer is Mishara. That's four. Then he says V'cheneger Abachushim, Shira is Keneger Adibur, Yishakeni is Keneger Shmiya, V'hu Almatn Torah Sheshamad V'Hashem. Nafshi Atzibedaber, of course, Kosel Lemaila. So this is kind of the hardest one to explain. Let's just see the other two, and then we'll go back to this. L'reach is the p'chinas reach. That's the easy one. Mashcheni b'ri'iyah she'imam nimshach ha'adam shalev ozel basra. Kvashkazah surach el'vafen echenechem, and so on. So let's go back to Yishakeni's k'neged ha'shmiya. The koyach of the koyach of Re'ia is a koyach that captures a person the most. In other words, I become certain about something, atareis ladas, and b'mele, it's the if I show you a picture, if I demonstrate something to you, you follow it. His lahavus is dafka through the koyach of dibur and shmiya. When a person, Moshe, if I want to show you a halacha is wrong, the best way to show you that you do something wrong, I show you a simen shacharuch, and it says mefurish, black and white, you're not allowed to do this. That's to convince you that it's right. If I want to inspire you, it's only through spoken words. It's not through re'iyah. So it's fascinating. The koyach hashmiya is a koyach that's malhiv a person. It makes a person, it works up a person. And the koyach haria is something that a person sees and he's willing to believe in it and so on. So these two chushim are the fascinating ones because they're not exactly the same. If I show you that Yiddishkeit is right with proofs and things like that, you may decide you want to be a Yid. It's not going to come with much cheshik. It's not going to become with the Slavs. Burim are going to be something that will be mahlev a person, and therefore Yishakeni Matan Torah, it says Nafshi Yotza B'Dabra Elai Dafka. In other words, seeing Maimon Har Sinai, there was no Nafshi Yotza B'Dabroi. Hearing the Diburim of Matan Torah, that's where there was a Nafshi Yotza B'Dabroi. Okay, so that's another one.
So, Rabbi, what's the difference? I mean, I know the way Rabbi laid out the example. So we have the Shmiya with it, which is Dibur, and the Re'iyah, which seems right. to be a halacha and Shulchan Aruch, so to speak. But I could show someone a nice 8-page piece that's very heartsick from the Baal Shem Tov, and it's wonderful, and it makes him feel, you know, from the Chavis HaPalmidim, people open right. it up, and it looks wonderful, and that's a Shmiya. Meaning, isn't it the content versus the, I understand it's called calculative logic.
Let's go back to the point, exactly the point you're making. If somebody learns something that's ma'ir him, so it's because the words are ma'ir him. You know, at the end of if you take a mimer, anything, like you said, Chavis HaTamidim, I can sum up the information in one line. A person has a chiv to be a good person, and that's the most important thing in life. That's the factual summation of what it says. That the words I said could not be ma'ir in anything. But when you read the words, and the words have in themselves a power, a music, a passion, they're ma'ir the leif. So in the information, my shver said over once, and I don't know if the anecdote is 100% true, but it's probably true, and it's certainly the marshal behind it. Rebbele Baruch Kamai was the Rashiv at Amir. When it changed, and he made it the more yeshivish place, but he was not into Musa at all. He was a huge, he was a goy in Olam. It was his son, Rebbele Zudel, that they made it into a Musa yeshiva and so on. But he was, Rebbele Baruch Kamai was a huge goy in, and he really, really didn't quite get what the point of Musa is. Evidence by Schwer was also like that. Like, if it's right, you do it. If it's wrong, you don't do it. And what more is there to talk about it? So they brought him Mesillas Yesharim to show him what, you know, what Mus is. So it took him a few minutes. He went through an entire Sefer. And then he said, and what's next? Like, okay, got it. And what's next? Like, you know, that was the way he described his reaction to Mus. It's the Dvarim that are... someone told me my Mechutin, who's a distant cousin of mine, my oldest daughter's father-in-law. He's the one we married off a common grandson now, Chasna. He told me they were cousins with Rebellion Lopia. I don't know if they were cousins or Rebellion Mishkovsky was his uncle, so Bemela, they were very close to Rebellion Lopia. And Rebellion Lopia, they weren't speaking about Musser. So, and the importance of the Nigin, whatever. So Rabbi Lopian gave a demonstration. He said, let's learn it like a Lamdin. What is the Yisoyed Avoyde? So there's this. He read it like a Rambam. Then he says, did that do anything for you? No. Then Rabbi read it with his whole neshama and heart. And he said, this is Musa. You know, and so it's the music. I think I once told you, I told Ramesh Shavart, I was high on a Purim, and I told him a Chassidus Shavart from the Chayza. They once asked the Chayza in Lublin that you have so many Sfarim around, what do you need Rebbes for? What are Rebbes? Look yourself for. So he said the Chassidus Shavart, but the Chassidus Shavart is gives over the flavor of the point really well. He says the Al Yedei Avodecha Hanevi'im, you know, Vadei Avodecha Hanevi'im Kosev Leimar. So he said Val Yedei Avodecha, through the Avdei Hashem, that's the Rebbes and the Avdei Hashem and the Tzadikim Amitim, Hanevi'im Kosev, written Nevi'im, Leimar begin to speak. In other words, they give over the diburim of the Navi. So Moshe liked it. So I told him, that's what you do for us. So he gave me a little patch. You know, he gave me a little. So what do you say? He's nuts. You know, like
So in essence, we're saying that it's not what I see. It's really the niggin. And you could write the same words. Words are words, and they have logic contained therein.
Correct.
Extra niggin and the
something, you know, of my neshama. I can put neshama into words that you can't put into the boom. So, both are true. There's a clarkite. Sometimes a person is a demagogue. You're very moved by his speech, and then you can sit down and say, "One second. What exactly is he fuddering, and where's he coming from?" I mean, it's very nice what he said, but tachlis, it's not it. So the koyach ha-ri'iya is the exactitude of information, and a person trusts his real. Let me see it written. You're putting too much into it. I need to see it. But seeing gives you a certain behirus of ri'iya and of what's there. But the ish, the koyach ha'ish lies dafk in dibur.
In dibur in the sense of shmi, in the sense of
right. Shmi. Right, shmi. What's me'oyer me in that is and the truth is neshika is the peh has a koyach dibur that communicates. And that same koyach hadibur, when there's a tremendous kirva, that's a neshika. So that is the ultimate of I connect, not through just mere diburim, but it's the whole eish of the person, the whole eish pnimi, the chimus. So that's the makom where neshika takes place also.
Okay.
The Levazel Basrek, Mashkaz, the Surah of Achnechem, Tno Beni Lipholi, Venecha Dark, Darkit, the Cerna, Asevanat, Menegesh, Merivuni, and so on. Okay. Vechein, Datzcham, Doimim, Semea Chai Medaba, those are the four types of beings which correspond Doimim be offer, Semeach be Mayim, Chai be Ruach, Medaba be Esh, Sheshama Sechel. Okay, let's discuss this point over here. And here I want to go a little bit into the quality of these Dalid Yesedis Kishlatzma. The Koyach HaOfer stays in one place, and its Mohus is stability, ultimate stability. When you build a building, you want to make sure it's very rocky. It's very strong, the place where you build the building. And it's the hefech of tenua, and bemeil it's the hefech of chiyus. There is no way for this, and that's why doimim and offer are the same. It's very interesting. People make a mistake. When you ask people, what's indispensable for life? And the answer, oxygen. The answer is no, it's not true. There are bacteria, anaerobic bacteria, that live without oxygen. What's really indispensable for life is not water even, but a fluid. In other words, if I take a rock, it can't be living because there's no flow inside. A rock has no flow inside it. So a solid can never be living because a living thing needs tenua, internal tenua, tweedis. So every cell has some sort of fluid-like material inside it where different things flow. Things come in, things go out. That's the mohus of a living being. So a tzemeach, which is the most elementary form of life, it requires mayim, the side of mayim, because that makes it life. Chai is beruach, because the ruach has tenua above and beyond any particular mahalach. Water will flow wherever you made the ridge, water will flow. But it doesn't just take on a life of its own. A plant will grow and grow and grow, but it's always growing connected to a certain framework and within a certain framework. So that's ruach. Medaba be'esh shama seichel. A bal chai has no passion, because passion is a chiyus of the koyach haratzon. An animal looks to survive, so its only ratzon is to be. So the koyach haratzon of an animal is not in any way divisible from the animal himself. Whatever it is that the animal, the koyach haratzon that's spoiling the animal is the animal. That's all it is. But when an animal pushes a human being has a ratzon, a she'ifa, that is apart from his etzem kiyum. Yes, everybody has a desire to survive and want to survive, but this is much more. This is to do, to accomplish, to achieve, to be many, many things of that nature. And that's why the koyach ha'esh is dafka there. And he says, sheshama seichel, which again, it means I can deher something other than myself. An animal's intelligence is self-centered. Run away from this animal, go here, do that, and so on and so forth. So those are the four koyches. And then he says, v'aneshama. Now he also lists the chelke haneshama. There are four chelke haneshama, and they're also connected to these things.
Wait, just on the last point, what's the difference? What's the inherent difference? I understand Klapei Dechai and the Madaber, there's a fundamental distinction as far as
right.
Call it speech and call it, everything that Rebbe said, the desires and fine, as opposed to just the basic instinct. Klapei the Ruach specifically and the Eish, what's the chalk in their Hanhaga? L'chara, they both move by air and the Aish, you know, has latches onto other things, but it's essentially made up of, you know, primarily gases that move in the same exact fashion.
So a ruach moves primarily by, a ruach lives primarily by outside forces. It's not an internal force pressing out. So it's sort of a wandering force like a Baal Chai. A Baal Chai is not, there's no she'ifa from inside. It sees a bone, it runs. It sees a guy with a gun, it runs the other way. So its tenua is basically built and based around the chitzonius. Masha'enkein, the tenua of a Baal, of a medaber is from inside out. I have an urge and a rutzen and a cheshik to do something, be something, and so on and so forth.
So the way the ruach moves is seeming is arbitrary in a sense.
It's always, you know, whenever you hear the weather reports, there's always a wind pushing a wind pushing a wind. You know, in other words, everything is always going in different directions, and there's a cold front coming in and a hot front coming in, but it's not, you don't have something moving itself. You have something moving around. In Eish, you know, it says Kiseitze Eish. Eish goes out. This week's parasha.
Eish has a derech. Ruach doesn't have any.
Right. Eish has a drive to move. It moves because there's something pushing. You even see sort of the shalheves going out. The Baal Tanya brings that the Eish has a. The Eish comes, he brings up his Zohar, that the Eish comes from Yisrael, the Eish, which is under the Levana, and it's always trying desperately to get back that Eish. So it's a Koyach driven in the Eish to get someplace. So it's a Koyach driving it as opposed to merely having mobility.
Okay,
we're going to have to hold it here. I have to get to Yeshiva. Okay, so we're holding the Ruach and Nefesh and the other ones, Be'ez Hashem.
Okay.
Next week, I have a chasm Monday, so maybe we have to do it. It's a chasm in New York. May have to do it a different night. The chasm is at 7:30, so it's not going to work. And Shilas, another evening or whatever.
Right. Okay. So I'm flexible. I'll you know, bend with it.
Okay. I'm fairly flexible. I'll tell you what she was. Okay.
Okay. If Ravi wants, I could come to the chasen on, and we could learn maybe for 45 minutes beforehand or something.
I'm being Masada Ketusha, so I'm going to be busy with that.
Okay. Fine.
Okay. Vaseda. Take care.
Bye. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.